The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Hello and good morning, everybody. Today it's really all about one thing and one thing only. Dave O'Connell, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Dave.
You've just made it, Dave. If I had said good morning 30 seconds ago, you wouldn't have been sitting in that seat in Galway. Would I be right?
I'd have failed. That's the theme for the day, Dave.
Yeah, right. You're a bit of a deadline kind of guy. Listen, as a matter of it is, you are in Galway. You're sitting in the studio there, so you're not at home. But what is the atmosphere like at home?
I'm more stressed than anybody else, Dave. Actually, to explain, it's Cian, my son, who's doing the Leaving Cert today. I dropped him off a half an hour early in order so that I could be here because the results in his school are being issued about 9:30. He said, they're going to say this doesn't augur very well for maths, a fella that didn't know the difference between 9 and 9:30, but there you go. He's so cool that if he was any cooler, he'd get frostbite. I mean, he is just so relaxed. Actually, I think he might be unraveling because he's normally, I like his taste in music. It's kind of Damien Rice and all of that kind of stuff. And he said to me over breakfast this morning, he said, you know what? I think some of Taylor Swift's early stuff was really good. And that has worried me more than anything else this morning.
So, quick, nurse, the screens.
So he's relaxed about it. I know we're going to be talking about it a bit more detail later on. I think parents get more nervous about this than they do. He's more worried in many ways about where he's going to end up tonight with all of his pals. I hope for all of them that they have a good night, a good day, first of all, a good result, everything that they wanted, and then that they enjoy themselves. Because you and I both know, Dave, that all of these years on, the trauma of the Leaving Cert still sits as the greatest nightmare that all of us have. So therefore, the relief of getting what you want, they're entitled to celebrate.
Well, do you know something? I still have, I'm going to say dreams, but I suppose they really are nightmares.
Nightmares.
I mean, like, there's that thing that happens in May or June, you know, when they sort of the grass gets cut. There's this bittersweet smell of the grass. It smells great. And there's, holy cow, it's only 3 weeks of the exams. I've got to get down and do some study.
I haven't done anything on the mats.
Exactly. It's freaky stuff. Anyway, look, let's face it, if you're 17 or 18 years of age and it's all been leading up to this, which is right or wrong or whatever, it's bound to be as traumatic as it is for all the people today. So a 9:30 direction then is when they might get the stuff. By the way, Cian is hoping to get what and where does he hope it'll take him?
Cian hoped it would take him a long distance from home, but we live across the road from NUI Galway and that's where he's going, for better or worse. He wants to do arts with creative writing. I thought creative writing was accountancy, but apparently it's not. It's a different thing altogether. Arts with creative writing, because it seems more and more that you now just do your undergrad, then move on through masters, which is the new Leaving Cert, and go on to whatever you do after that. So he has a bit of a thing for writing, which is good, and that's what he wants to pursue. He had thought about law, and in the end of it all, this is what he has opted for. So the point's not enormously high on it, so I think that's one of the reasons that he's fairly confident that he'll be all right, and I'm really tempting
faith. A second, you could give him a gig in the Connacht Tribune. I mean, like, the pressure's normally from hitting deadlines is for you, as the editor of the Connacht Tribune. But today, anyway, it is all about the Leaving Cert. We're going to hold your hand through this stressful time, Dave. So stay with us and we'll check back with you a little bit later on. Now, Dave, there was an ad there for the Irish Times and it said something along the lines of the Leaving results are in. Are the Leaving results in for you?
Do you know what? I'm just after getting a text, Dave.
Where's the music?
I don't know what kind of music it'll be. I think that they're excellent results. He's the smallest bit disappointed himself, but judging on last year's figures, I underestimated arts with creative writing. He would be in the ballpark on it, but it would depend on whether those points totals or whatever go up or down. You know what? It's a great relief as much as anything else. I'm looking forward to seeing him afterwards and talking to him. Hopefully I'll see him at some stage during the day today because he's going off with his pals and rightly so. But you know what? All I will say, without embarrassing him anymore, I wish I got a Leaving Cert like he's after getting.
All right, but hold on a second. He's at the school now. He just texted his results. He being Cian, you being Dave O'Connell, the editor of the Connacht Tribune and parent, and you've been waiting for those results and you seem to be reasonably happy. Will I give it a C, a B?
Somewhere between a C and a B on this. I mean, look, he won't be on the front of the Irish Times tomorrow morning, and he's never going to be with his points for medicine, but he won't be on the front of of the Evening Herald as Ireland's latest criminal leader. So somewhere between the two, he will be fine with
that's
all
the
of that.
That's the editor of the Connacht Tribune talking, by the way. I'm not getting involved in this one. By the way, I'm also joined here by psychotherapist Stella O'Malley. Stella, it is a huge moment for kids, obviously. There's eight, by the way, with eight A1s and one with nines. Wow. So they'll be on the cover of the papers tomorrow. Yeah. Many are going to be disappointed. So Stella, I know this is a big, long question. I can put on the kettle here now. But anyway, how should parents handle all of this?
The first thing I'd say is maybe keep quiet and let the kids kind of figure out what they think of the results, because it takes a few hours to kind of register, because you kind of walk in thinking, I just hope I do, you know, and they kind of over-egg it. They think they're going to do a little bit better, like kind of June is kind of dimmed. And then there is a little bit of, I remember myself getting my results and looking at geography going, I thought I'd do better at geography. You can get a bit fixated. It takes a few hours. So if the parents could be quiet, they'd be better off and let the kids have their moment, rather than, I think the parents can kind of intrude upon it.
Okay, what about you, Dave? Like, would you have had a kind of a thing ready, a little kind of a diatribe of some sort, or a little kind of a little essay in your head to stay with school for a second, that you would have said to Cian? Sorry, I'd hate to bring Cian into this, so it's not fair on him. But basically, like, if you were talking to what I might call, I'm definitely not Cian, an underachiever. What might, because we're not, well, we're talking here. Well, wait a minute, Stella, stop looking aghast. Dave, rescue me.
Dave, he has accused me of trying to build a career on his back, because he said the only time that I'm on radio now, I'm talking about him. So maybe that's what it is. No, do you know what? He would laugh at my best effort to come up with some kind of a preachy sermon for him. So I'm not going to do that. I do agree with Stella. It is kind of be there without being in their face on all of that. But equally, what I would never do, irrespective of the results, is I wouldn't patronise him by telling him it's not the end of the world. Because, you know what, it isn't the end of the world, but it takes a sense of perspective that only experience can bring to get to that point. Today, it is the beginning of the world or the end of the world, depending on how it's gone. And to tell them anything other than that, I think, is disingenuous.
Yeah, that's a brilliant point. The really harsh part of the Leaving Cert is the famous points. Yeah. So everybody's got a number, everybody's got a level. So one person who's delighted with their, you know, 350 points feel a little bit slightly ashamed that they're delighted because somebody else is kind of given out about their 550 points. It's like everybody's in a different level, and it's so harsh. If you or I had to today get points for something we did, we'd be mortified. It's so difficult.
Unless it's penalty points, Stella, because they're easily acquired. But I mean, I agree with you. I come from an era where we talked about honours. Now, they don't understand what we're even dealing with when we talk about how many honours you got and all the rest of that. And that was my first calculation for him. And it's utterly irrelevant. It makes no difference whatsoever. I mean, the bigger point, and it's probably for another day, is the fact that it is all about points, because there's nothing else. It's college or nothing. There's when I came through this, was the civil service or the bank, God help us, or, you know, the ESB or the army or the guards, whatever. Almost all of those options are gone. It's just straight into college, whatever course you can get. And it's really just continuing on education. I mean, I think a degree is the new Leaving Cert, or maybe it's the new Junior Cert, and a Master's is the new Leaving Cert. You're now looking at people coming out. I finished college at 18 because I went to Rathmines and did journalism. Now, that's very, very young on this. I would think that Cian and his ilk that are going to start in college in September could be 25 by the time they get out of there.
Okay, but the whole idea, like, of going to third level and all the rest of it now is something that just people think is almost a right, or something they certainly have to do. Mm. But on a day like today, and at a moment like right now, which is 29 minutes past 9 o'clock, and by the way, 51551 is our text if you're in the middle of it all, is a day that, like, is full of fear in some ways, fear of bad grades, fear of being humiliated, etc. From your point of view, Stella, what can any parent be doing right now in terms of, like, there's nothing they can do about the exam, nothing they can do about the results, but there is something they can do about their kids, you know?
Yeah, well, solidarity. You know that feeling of they're with me and they're doing the right thing, it can be so effective today. Because you know the way there's a certain moments in life, like when you tell, I don't know, when you tell your girlfriend that, when you tell your boyfriend that you're pregnant or whatever, there's certain moments of how they react at that moment when you give the results that are key. They'll be remembered for a long, long time. And the kind of solidarity and the feeling of I'm with you and you haven't disappointed me. Do you follow me? I get you. I'm with you all the way. That's very, very powerful. And that's just literally meeting somebody head on.
Yeah, but Dave has mentioned something there earlier on, just in terms of how you should react, depending on your own results, to somebody else. Like, you know, that we're not going to say that somebody who didn't do too well is going to give out to somebody for excelling, but your counterparts aren't failures either. You do need to be able to draw them in. Or can kids even think about that at this time of the day?
What do you mean?
Well, just in terms of the fact that, look, you know, they've done really well, but, you know, it's kind of right now is a good time to be thinking of your friends who mightn't have done so well.
Yeah, there's people right now who are whooping and saying it's great, just like, you know, when they get voted out of the Big Brother show and actually they're devastated.
Yeah.
And they want to crawl under a rock.
By the way, there are those who are very happy at the moment and then they see how many points are really needed coming up.
Yes.
There, and then they realise, whoops, I actually miscalculated.
It can all go funny next Monday.
I mean, presumably as a psychotherapist, you would say that win or lose, it can be a great opportunity, a learning opportunity for kids. Not that they really want to hear that now.
It's the making of you. It doesn't really matter what you get today, it matters what you do with what you get today. Mm. It matters how you handle it.
That sounds like something on a Hallmark card, though. You know, you got to do better than that. Must try harder. I'm not falling for that one yet. I might fall for that in a week.
I'm cringing at that, but it's so true. Like, they do say that CBT, you know, cognitive behavioural therapy, is based upon Epictetus, the Greek philosopher, who says it doesn't matter what happens to you, it matters how you react to it.
Who's he again?
He's a Greek Stoic.
Sorry, what's his name? I'm going to write it down here.
I'll get you a little Hallmark card on it. But it does. We all know it. I know it's obvious, but sometimes it really, what you do with what you get is
about. It is kind of obvious, but having said that, there's a time and a place for that kind of advice as well. I mean, probably today is the best time, but I'm not so sure. Listen, Dave, like just what Stella was saying there, like, this is something that we see written about in papers every year at this time and all the rest of it, in terms of just, you know, it can be a great learning opportunity for kids. Do you buy into that?
Do you know what? Until I went through this time myself, I have, to my shame, written editorials in the past that would have said it's not the end of the world and all the rest of that kind of stuff. But for today, it is the end of the world. I've said it already, and it is. It's the biggest thing that has happened in their young lives. They're 17, 18 years of age. They've been fairly closeted up to now because they went through a system that started when they were 4 or 4.5 or 5 and moved 1 year into the next year into the next year. Now they have results that will determine where they go next, and it's no longer all to the same place. Up to now, you just went from 1 year to the next year, stay within that system. Now they will realise that they have achieved what they wanted, they didn't achieve what they want. And I would love, even at 50 years of age, to think that I had the perspective to say that it's not, you know, how many times you fall, it's how many times you get up. And we all know that's true. But there's no way that I had that it now, but I certainly didn't have it at 17 or 18. So I do. Look, you as a parent, at whatever age your children are, quite seriously, you would take the bullet for them. So on a day like today, if they have disappointment, you will share in that disappointment. If they have joy, you will be delighted to bask in the reflected glory of all of that. And it would be great. And I do understand what Stella says, that you take one step back from this. I couldn't in a million years manage that. I wish I could.
I just was. One thing that is very important is the beauty now about the Leaving Cert is you kind of can do any course you want if you're willing to go around the back road.
That's true.
And that is brilliant, because a few years ago that wasn't an option. Now you could, if you really, really, really want to be a teacher, if you really, really, really want to be even a doctor, you can go around the houses and end up there if you're willing to go the long road. And that's gold dust for
these
kids.
But I presume today is not necessarily the day to be having discussions about the whole idea of what education is or anything. For instance, you know, if somebody doesn't do well, you don't say, well, look, don't worry, you're kind, you're happy, you've got a sense of humour, you're generous. Forget about intelligence. Now, by the way, intelligence should be measured in ingenuity and creativity and not memory. I should leave that for another day, should I, if I was a parent of a Leaving Cert student?
No, but it's very true. It is a bigger question, of course it is, because, you know, we all have the cliches about the Leaving Cert, that it's just getting an amount of information into your head for 1 3-hour period and you can forget it forevermore afterwards. I mean, I have never in the 35 years since I finished school had a need to resort to theorems for any reason since the day that I completed my maths exam.
Do you know your stalagmites from your stalactites?
That's not a euphemism for anything, Dave, is it?
No, it certainly is not.
One goes up and one goes down, but other than that I couldn't really tell you. But there's so much, and of course it's all part of learning that it's retained knowledge, but really in real life you just have to learn where to reference something, where to research something, and one does not mirror the other. So of course that's all right, but today is just, it is the most emotional day. I'd say one thing is that it is a more emotional day, and Stella kind of hit on this, that it's a more emotional day than they might have realised. They were nice and cool and calm. It's been a nice summer. Well, it's not been a nice weather summer, but it's been a nice summer. They have the trauma of the really heavy study and, my God, the hours that went in, the night times, burning that candle at both ends, the, you know, all of those things. The hours they put in, the sense of relief not to have to go into study every night was huge in the first place. Yeah. But today is the day. They're all back. I saw them gathering as I dropped Keane off at 9 o'clock this morning, and a few of his mates that he hasn't seen, I'd imagine, since they finished the last of their exams. They're gathering there, and reality has really dawned.
Reality has dawned. It's a 5-1, 5-5-1. I'll give you a few texts here. By the way, just on that, I just realised something here. When I said stalagmites and stalactites, that actually did come in use for me. I was in the Alwi Caves once with Jerry Ryan, and I was able to say which was which. I can't believe it was actually good for me. Anyway, greetings from a sunny Ballybunion. The only job you don't need the Leaving Cert points for is a politician. That comes in from somebody. He just says, Kerry listener, this hullabaloo is on every year. For God's sake, leave the students alone. It's the media that's blowing it up. Give it up, says Noel. You're the media there, Dave. Also, whatever the results, young people should learn skills. So much valuable learning time seems to be wasted at university when students do rubbish subjects they're not interested in. And just one more I want to mention here, which you can all talk about here, discuss in less than 100 words. The educational system is failing our amazing children. The fact that everyone has to go to college is horrendous. We need to look at Germany, where they help teenagers identify their strengths and stream them into trades or something they are suited to. How did we end up at 500 points for nursing? It's a debacle. A caring profession does not require an academic mind. And I'll just add to all of that, we should be learning in school how to fill out a form, how to look after your finances, how to fix a plug, how to fix a table. Discuss, Dave.
Yeah, how to make a bowl of pasta for yourself, whatever. I mean, nursing is a case, and I was just talking to somebody who is a nurse last night. Nursing was something that you went into hospitals to do, not to do the theory of nursing in universities for a couple of years and then get onto the ward like this. I do agree, and I was going to mention the example of Germany because I am a big fan of that. It's a state-sponsored system of apprenticeships. They tailor it to what they think your skills are, or what you think your skills are. And you cannot say that Germany is a backward economy, because I think, and I could be wrong on this, about half of their students go to third level. The rest will find themselves working for Mercedes as an apprentice, or working for Bosch, or whoever the electronic companies are. And I just think it's such a forward-thinking scheme. You know, we used to say that if you became a plumber or you became a carpenter, there's a skill you can take anywhere in the world with you. And if it's only to do stuff around your own house that you've learned a basic level, then that's brilliant as well. Yeah. But it is a skill you can take anywhere in the world with you. And we don't place enough store in things like that.
No, mechanics. Indeed. Stella, just on the subject of the whole idea of, like, the papers are always writing about who did and who didn't and who is and who isn't, in terms of those who did brilliantly in their Leaving Cert or did terribly in their Leaving Cert. And look at them now, Albert Einstein, Bob Geldof, the whole lot of them. Charlie Bird, indeed. Well, Charlie Bird's the special one, all right. Yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah. I failed the Leaving and thrived in television. I have the T-shirt. But anyway, just as, like, on that note, like, and all that kind of thing, it's kind of patronising, all that sort of thing. So are there many people, you know, that did get the course they wanted when they went on to third level and that were still disappointed in the end that you've come across?
Oh, loads. I do a lot of career guidance in my work, and so many people got exactly what they wanted, studied exactly what they wanted, and came into the job and didn't like it. Yeah. Do you follow me? And that's a bigger land, because it's like, I did everything right. I did it all right. I studied, I did it all, and now it's not working
well
out.
If in Dave's day, and probably my day too, about 25% went to third level, and now about 85 to 90% go to third level, and then there's colleges springing up all over the place, surely the proliferation of courses around, with all due respect, it's great that people can get third level education, but the degree can't carry the weight that it used to carry, and, like, it's been diminished a little bit in terms of, like, even what Dave said earlier on, an MA is now the Leaving.
Yeah, it is. Like, we used to all leave in school after primary school, then they all left after, let's say, the groups or the cert. Now it's Leaving Cert. Now it's the, and it is, and it's going to the point of, I remember I gave career guidance to this kid, and his family had a pub. He wanted to work in a pub. He was going to end up with the pub, and I was giving him career guidance, slightly looking at him thinking, whoa, why are you here? And I said, why don't you just learn your trade and stay? And he goes, I'm going to college. You know, I don't care. Yeah, I am going to inherit the pub, but I'm going to college.
Do you know, things like self-autonomy and belonging and competence necessary for adulthood and all those things, education isn't really kind of catering for an awful lot of that. It really is a cramming thing in the last 12 months of memory, isn't it?
It is, yeah, the biggest memory test in the world. But, however, if you can be shrewd in life and figure out how to do what you need to do to get where you want to go, that is a very good talent to have.
Yeah.
And the kids who are, you'd meet
them. Can you learn that one?
Well, some kids seem to be very good. It often seems to be a kind of bred within the family. Do you follow me? There's a culture of you want to get to X and this is how you get there. Do you follow me? You go one way or you go the other way. You go the way. While other kids, it's all about the leaving cert and they kind of collapse at that
point. By the way, hold on. There's a text here and I just love this because you never see these kind of things. It's about time. I got 8 D's. Oh, I thought he said 8 A's. Oh, sorry, I got that wrong. Okay, fair enough. But I just want to hear somebody who did really well on the leaving and because of that, they've done really well in life and it's been fantastic. But you never hear it. No, sorry, I got 8 D's. It's a badge of honour for me, not a negative. And thankfully, I've thrived, seen the planets and have great life. Seen the planets? Wow. My advice. Says, who's this from? Chris Hadfield. My advice is, it's not for you. Sorry, if it's not. Sorry, it's not you. It's the system which is dumb. Another one says, madness. For the love of God, shut up! With an exclamation mark. The hypocrisy by the Irish media every year is breathtaking. Dave, you can take this one up and finish. They spend months admonishing every parent in the land not to pressure their children, and then spend the rest of the time doing just that. Shut up! Says Helen in County Limerick. Discuss, Dave.
Oh, sure, the media, shoot the messenger. It's always the easiest option in all of these things. I mean, I think the level of coverage today reflects the level of interest, honestly. There are 60,000 students who are getting their results this morning. That is a fair proportion of the people. Multiply that by 3 or 4 at the very least, and that is reflective, the coverage is reflective of the amount of interest there is in this. Of course, look, the media is brilliant at giving out advice and not necessarily taking it, and it's not just in relation to this, but isn't that life generally? Haven't we had sermons from the altar on these things over the years? Everyone is great at giving it out and not necessarily taking it. So I do accept that this is all heightened. Nonetheless, there are 3 weeks in June there is no disguising that they are the 3 weeks that are going to determine what course somebody is going to follow through college and therefore the career path that they're going to follow.
Absolutely.
So we're not making that up.
Okay, on the overparenting thing, Stella, just finally, you're the author of Cotton Wool Kids. It explores the impact of overparenting on kids. Are you breaking your own rules sometimes if you think, and surely, you know, like if you let kids go out and go mad tonight, for instance, because I think you're kind of half up for that, aren't you?
Well, I think kids should go out tonight. I think it's a rite of passage and I think we've all done it and I can see why everybody gets exercised by it because we all remember the summer of our leaving cert. I think, they should be going out tonight and they should. It is a rite of passage and let them off. But I suppose what I would say for any overprotective parents, I would say make sure that they have a cop on about how to get home. Have they got a separate little bit of cash to get home? So long as they can get home, they'll be okay. Do you follow me? That they have the kind of cop on to get
home. And Dave, it's now coming up to 9:45. Did you get any more texts, any more details, any more?
The line appears to have gone dead on the celebrations tonight. I have to, and I'm creating hostage to fortune here, that no matter what he does, he won't disgrace himself like I did when I did mine. I loved Stella's suggestion this morning in The Independent where she said that perhaps before the celebrations we should go for a walk in nature with your teenager.
Okay. Time for an ad break.
I put that to him and he said that'd be a great idea, and that's when I knew he had completely unravelled this morning.
Well, I stayed in and watched Talca Row, whatever it was.
You're dating it now.
I'm trying to see how far back I can go here. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Dave. Good man yourself.
Thanks,
and by the way, congratulate Cian for us as well.
Of course,
Dave O'Connell and Stella O'Malley, thank you both indeed.
Thank you very much.